fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on a Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on a Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
May 7th, 2023, this is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And that will really help us out and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone, you want to hear my show, just call 641-793-2531 every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you're on your computer, go to freedomslips.org, scroll down to Studio B, click on the little green arrow, and hear me live every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, thank you for answering my request last week about what you want to hear on this show. And I'm pleased to announce that I was told by the White Hats that I could be a little more open about things that in the past I was urged not to reveal. This tells me that not only are we winning, but light is truly replacing the darkness in our world. I ask for your requests and all the suggestions what you want on the show. I'm grateful to report that what came in are topics that I really want to cover. It's a good thing. So you're in the right place with Dr. Johnny. Now that I have been given the green light from the White Hats to freely report on several issues, so I no longer will be guarded about what I say. Trust me, you do not want to miss my shows. I will bring you the news you can use. There's a lot going on and a lot coming. Today, the first hour, I will have valuable intel not heard anywhere else. And the second hour, I will review the role of calcium hormones in building stronger joints and bones, a special request from a listener and a patient. They wanted to know that chemistry, so bear with me. The second hour, I'll go over that. Sometimes people roll their eyes over and they don't want to know much about the chemistry, but I'm going to go over that on the second hour. Just know in America, the silent majority is the majority, but the radical liberal left wants to convince you that the woke movement is where everything's going. They're trying to convince you that they are the mainstream, that they are the majority, but they are not. Case in point is the Budweiser debacle, where their marketing director started this transgender commercials and putting the transgender on the can of Bud Light right there on TV, right in your face. Well, that was a complete flop because mainstream America rejects transgender, and Bud Light sales have dropped nearly 50% and growing. Bush stock is down over 25%. And it's going to keep going down because mainstream America will not support this transgender woke movement. But it goes much deeper than that. Now the left is not only publicly campaigning their LGBTQ lifestyle, but they have set up and continue to build their bureaucracy to not only force individuals, you know, all the population into their sick lifestyle, like the transvestite story hour read to elementary school kids, but they're getting and setting up actual agencies to monitor businesses and rate them with a score showing how effective the business is spreading their sick agenda. I can't make this stuff up. You've heard of the social credit score. Well, now look at CEI, an acronym that stands for Corporate Equity Index. It is for companies, corporations, and businesses. And yes, the Bush company was trying to have a high score on the CEI, you know, the Corporate Equity Index. What's worse is our taxpayer dollars are paying for these new bureaus. Oh yeah, they're using our money to set up and spread their sick agenda. It's worse than that. They're using it to set up the Corporate Equity Index to monitor businesses. In the corporate business world, the CEI has real pull because you have all these left-wing lunatics calling the companies up and saying, we have the new index coming out so very soon, and you do not want to get a low score. Then the companies scramble to get a pervert or a transvestite to go on TV or social media to advertise their products so they'll have a high CEI score. And if that's not enough regulation, well, keep listening. Now you have the publicly traded companies given an ESG score. Oh yeah, that's environmental, social, and governance. That's what ESG stands for, environmental, social, and governance, based upon how many women and minorities they have on their board and whether or not they promote the LGBTQ pervert agenda, whether or not they're acting, you know, to be carbon neutral in their supply chain, et cetera, et cetera. I can't make this stuff up. This is what social critic James Lindsay says America, you know, it calls America Maoism. ESG scores have come to determine just how much investment capital a company can access to, because the large institution left-leaning investors now use it. ESG score is their metric for whether or not they want to invest in a particular company. You know, they want ones that have a high ESG score, and that's what they're going to buy stock in. Of course, this is promoted by the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, and by large institutional investors like BlackRock, who have a perfect ESG score, not because they had that performance, because they fix their numbers. So what does this all mean? Well, Dr. Johnny's here to tell you, if you are a big corporate business name and you get a low score on the CEI or the ESG or both, then not only will you not attract investors, you, your business, and your products will be smeared all over social media and mainstream media by the AI robots. Oh yeah, big tech is all in on it too. The bullying will be relentless, and there is nothing you can do to stop it. In the grand scheme of things, it does not matter what is the result. Whether you have a high score or low score, their goal is to destroy American business, because look at what happened to Bud Light. Their sales plummeted. So, you know, as they say, you go woke, you go broke. And if you don't, then go by the slime, you know, the slime stream media, high tech and social bullies will smear you till you do go broke. So if you don't, you know, go with the high scores, then all the different mainstream and slime stream media and social media will smear you till you do go broke, because you are not woke, and they'll put you out of business just because of all their smear campaigns. Just think lawsuits, folks, and paid off Soros judges. This is how the globalists have harnessed the collapse of the corporate America. Dr. Johnny knows all too well, because I've been harassed by the deep state all my life. I've been attacked. It's going on 4 decades now. And it won't stop. But I'm not going to stop telling the truth. So the heck with them. I'm not going woke. I'm going to tell the truth. And you can tune into my show every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time and get the truth directly from Dr. Johnny. Meanwhile, the fear campaigns in America have continued and will not stop. I will not go into any detail about the Texas shooter killing 5 who were deported. You know, he was deported from this country 4 times. He killed 5 people. He was just shooting off his gun. Then the neighbor complained, and then he started shooting them. Well, he's deported 4 times. From this country. He's an illegal immigrant and should not be here, period. But they want to take your guns because they got people shooting people. Well, it's not guns that kill people, it's people that kill people. Let's face the truth. Hopefully, in the near future, we will secure our southern border. I say that because there are many changes coming, and the U.S. Incorporated has been dissolved due to the demise of their Federal Reserve U.S. dollar and a subsequent global financial collapse that is now in the works. We also have a global currency reset based on gold asset-based currencies in over 209 nations, and that will soon be complete. There will be a restoration of the U.S. government, mainly the U.S. Republic, to the new U.S. Republic based on fundamentals of the original Constitution. Under the new U.S. Republic, each individual state will have more authority and power. The states can buy and sell and trade gold. There are 27 states which had applied to mint for their own gold and silver coins, and they're going to use that as, you know, legal currency. The Republic U.S. Treasury took over the Federal Reserve from the Vatican Bank back in 2018. The U.S. corporation is defunct and bankrupt. The new capital of the U.S. will be in Texas. The new currency will be USTN, the United States Treasury Note, or as some of my contacts like to call it, the U.S. Texas Note. Yeah, the new treasury will be in Texas. Texas is going to gold-backed currency as early as 2023 in September. Texas applied to be part of BRICS. The United States is said to join the BRICS nations publicly by 2026. That's in the plans, but Texas is going to do it sooner. Texas is setting up the QFS for the new U.S. Republic. As soon as the rats continue, you know, they continue to abandon the Biden ship as the U.S. financial implosion accelerates. Yes, the biggest story remains the ongoing implosion of the fake Joe Biden administration, or whichever clone is there now. This has reached the point where Hillary Rodham Clinton clone has forced to write a warning on the Khazarian Mafia propaganda New York Times that a financial system collapse was imminent. Remember when Hillary introduced her friend George Soros and he mentioned his interest wanting to get involved in U.S. elections? The internet doesn't talk about any of this. Why? Because it's been scrubbed from the internet. For the most part, this is not a financial system collapse. It's the end of the Babylonian debt slavery, you know, the Federal Reserve, etc. The most visible sign of all this was the de facto bankruptcy of the First Republic Bank. They were taken under the control of the FDIC. This past week, after depositors withdrew over $100 billion, or over 60% of its deposits in a month of March alone. This is part of the general revolt that the American people against their criminal, fraudulent banking system that has taken enough money out of the system. At least $1.5 trillion has been withdrawn, and they're putting it under their mattress. In the past month, to bankrupt all the banks and not just the First Republic Bank, but a lot of other ones, the FDIC has already used up its war chest. So any announcements of bailouts or purchases by the likes of J.P. Morgan will be lies and fraud. The Rockefeller-owned U.S. United States of America Corporation has stolen the people's tax funds and thus given itself enough money just to last a few more weeks, maybe until July, but I doubt it. But the rats are bailing out of the sinking ship, folks. It's like amazing. The announcement by Susan Rice that she was leaving the fake regime means that the communist faction around Barack Obama has split with the Rockefellers. That's significant. Overall, about 47% of Biden's A-team have now resigned. That's nearly, well, Yeah, it's more than half of Biden's A-team have resigned. This is why they're bailing out. The investigation into the Biden family crime has now revealed that at least 9 members of the family were involved in the family's money laundering schemes, and at least 9 Biden family members sold access for profit around the world. They are the definite definition of a crime family. This isn't just bribes for influence. This is about trafficking children and organs for the purpose of being sold into sexual slavery and torture. This is also a revolt taking place against corporate propaganda media. The firing of Tucker Carlson by Rupert Murdoch is a case in point. In the past, firing people from corporate media and putting them on a blacklist meant poverty and the end of careers for most corporate media slaves. However, Carson alluded that that his comments made after he's fired is anything but that for Tucker Carlson. And he said, if you told me the Department of Justice would be indicting decent Americans, and, you know, them for criticizing the Biden administration and charging them with felonies, which they each are facing at least 10 years of prison. If you told me that could happen here, I would have laughed at you. And you see people, you know, becoming just actually, you know, and saying things they don't believe because they want to keep their jobs. Fear of job loss is why corporate media whores have all been going along with the obvious lies. Now, however, thanks to NSA and the internet, genuine journalists can earn money and get the truth out without the corporate media monogamy. This is what happened with Carson, who suddenly got a way bigger audience than he ever had with Murdoch at Fox. This is why Fox News was forced to say that Tucker Carlson is still working for them. It is obvious that they're trying to get him to accept a huge bribe and sign a non-disclosure agreement. And he's not going to do it. Even if Tucker takes a bribe and succumbs to whatever threats are being made against him and his family, it's too late. Take a look at the heads of the New York Times, Washington Post, and other corporate propaganda news outlets resorting to goons to avoid answering a legitimate and important question. That is what the end of the regime looks like. Nobody wants to talk about that. The rest of the world is also treating the fake Biden administration and his group as pariahs. It has reached the point where the U.S. corporation has had it. You know, they say that the president of Mexico and Turkey have been murdered and 2 former close allies in an attempt to stay in power. But President Erdogan of Turkey and Obrador of Mexico suddenly vanished from public view a week or so ago. And the news said they tested positive for COVID-19 and are in quarantine, you know, after criticizing the U.S. administration. Sources in the CIA said they were killed with energy weapons. However, the situation has reached the point where disgust against the U.S. regime is so widespread that killing a top leader and replacing him with a slave or a clone is just not working. Both Erdogan and Obrador reappeared looking younger as a result of the uproar. They got their clones going. However, if these replacements start reading the U.S. propaganda, they will be removed immediately. Turkish and Mexican sources have warned. Turkish Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu spoke for many when he said American empire is losing its reputation. Europeans are Washington's assassins in Africa. That is why Africans hate them. In the end, it's a whole world that hates America right now, Mexican cartel sources say that the fentanyl excuse used by the Americans to murder their president is wrong because fentanyl comes from China, and all Americans need to do is prevent deaths, is to legalize it and regulate it. It's a really shrewd observation by the cartels. They promised to avenge Obrador by targeting the people behind Biden. So we got people in the Mexican drug cartel that are targeting Biden's people to take him out. This is a real threat because 20 million or more Mexicans live in the U.S., mostly in the Southwest, and believe it or not, many of them talk about what they call Reconquista, which is like reconquest because most of Western America was all Mexico, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and most of California was all Mexico. And they're talking Reconquista as things stand. 85% of the world's people and nations have now revolted against the Rockefeller rules-based world order. As we have mentioned in previous reports, even Europe has already de facto revolted. It's in every country. Now it looks like the last true Rockefeller slave states are only Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. This is about to change. Of course, a week or so ago, representative of the White Dragon Society met a representative of North Korea and Japanese underground to discuss the future of the region. The North Koreans explained that the Japanese military was about to stage a full-scale revolt against the slave regime of Prime Minister Fumiko Kishida. So they're going to take down their deep state leaders in Japan real soon. Japan should learn the lessons of the past from its unreasonable and cruel economic suppression by the U.S. in the late 1980s. Chinese ambassador to Japan Wu Hang-ho told Japanese press a week or so ago. He was preaching to the choir. People were against. They don't want to have anything to do with this deep state. This is a consensus among Japanese military and intellectual leadership that the vaccine-pushing Kishida and his entire government will be removed. The North Koreans also said they now had over 100 nuclear weapons ranging from small to very large. They said that they were going to put their population into the underground shelters or disperse them into the countryside. They would then target New York, Silicon Valley, and Geneva. Oh yeah, I can't make this stuff up. Kim Jong-un said they're going to target New York, Silicon Valley, and Geneva with their weapons in order to force the reunification of the Korean Peninsula. And, of course, that would take out the deep state for sure. The White Dragon Society said that they would prevail because the U.S. military would not be willing to trade New York and Greater Los Angeles for Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea. This is especially true because the U.S. cannot put its people into underground shelters. However, the White Dragon Society asked the North Koreans to wait a few months until the collapse of the U.S. corporations. It's going to happen anyway, because then the situation could be resolved peacefully. Well, thank you, White Dragon Society. I'm glad that you talked to Kim and had him just hold back on the nuclear missiles. So thank you, White Dragon Society, for doing that. Because, yeah, if he just waits a few more months, it'll all be resolved peacefully because the U.S. corporation is going down. Now, this would include the regime change in Japan and the peaceful reunification of Taiwan with China. This tension in East Asia is seen in the public with comments by the fake mask Biden about North Korea. Joe Biden even had a fake presidential seal on front of his podium in his last speech. It was another Biden clone. The de facto North Korean leader, Kim Yo-jong, dismissed this North Korean end of regime comment by the fake Biden as nonsensical remark from the persons in his, you know, old age, who is not at all capable of taking responsibility for security or the future of the U.S., an old man with no future, as it is too much for him to serve out a 2-year remainder of his office term. He can't even finish a speech. In addition to the final collapse, a legal dragnet is closing in on Biden and the entire Khazarian Mafia leadership. As Archbishop Carlao Vigano wrote in a letter to President Donald Trump, he said the investigations are already underway and will reveal the true responsibility of those who managed the COVID emergency, not only in the area of healthcare, but also in politics, the economy, and the media. The Archbishop continued to say, we will probably find out that in this colossal operation of social engineering, there are people who have decided the fate of humanity, arrogating to themselves, just being arrogant, he says, the right to act against the will of the citizens and their representatives in the government and nations. So this Archbishop is on it, and he told that to Trump. Also in the U.S., the Brunson brothers are continuing their legal attack on the corrupt Supreme Court by filing charges against 3 of their judges. This has forced them to hire lawyers to argue that they're just too important to be sued and that they should be immune to such findings that, in so many words, they are above the law. But the wheels of justice grind slowly, but they do grind big rocks into dust, and soon these judges will be going to jail. Justice will be coming not just to the U.S., but also to Australia, Canada, and the U.K. As Australian Senator Malcolm Roberts says, we know and we knew that it was all BS, and we've been had. Talking about the COVID. Well, he continued, but we're going to hunt you down and hold you accountable. We will expose your global agenda, he promises. It's pretty much the same story with Justin Trudeau in Canada. Multiple investigations are zeroing in on this criminal traitor. The people of Taiwan, for example, have pointed out that Justin Trudeau was paid by China for access and the World Health Organization, and who knows what else. Justin Trudeau is also repeatedly spotted covering around with Alexander Soros, his boyfriend. Since this information was sent to Canadian Security Intelligence, you know it was only a matter of time before the Canadian military takes action. In a desperate battle to stay in control, Justin Trudeau's government put in power through the Soros Election Fund fraud has passed a government internet censorship law, but that won't help their case, as this news item shows. And I quote, the head of the BBC has resigned over his failure to disclose an alleged financial favor he did 2 years ago for the then Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the man who appointed him. In the UK, multiple corruption probes are closing in on the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. It turns out that he spent millions of taxpayer money on the UK's national emergency alarm system contracted by Fujitsu, who subcontracted it out to the INFOS, started by Rishi Sunak's father-in-law and currently managing Sunak's millionaire's wife. They're pocketing all this money for their own, and they keep ruining these countries like UK. We thought having the UK Prime Minister of Indian descent would be a good move for the UK in geopolitical terms, but a corrupt World Economic Forum slave is not a good choice. Of course, now they got this whole Charles coronation, and just watch how long King Charles stays in power. It won't be long. Of course, the rest of the world is not going to wait passively for the Anglos to clean up their act. A move against the U.S. dollar, their main source of power, is gaining momentum since China is now in de facto control of the U.S. dollar outside of the United States. India is leading this move. Asia's richest banker and chief executive, Kotak Mahindra, Bank UK Kotak, says that the U.S. dollar is the biggest financial terrorist in the world. He later added, "What I meant was that a reserve currency is disproportionate way of power. Over 18 countries are now trading directly with India in rupees. Now Argentina and Indonesia are joining this move away from the Chinese U.S. dollar. Gazeria Mafia is now desperately trying to replace the U.S. dollar and the euro with digital euro they hope to impose by mid-June before the U.S. corporation goes bankrupt. This is a doom latch dish effort to save the Babylonian debt slavery financial system. As analyst John Rubino says, the current global financial system is a Ponzi scheme, and the new money spigot has been turned off. Excitement is about to ensue. You can't taper a Ponzi scheme. You can't control it when it collapses. And the collapse of the Ponzi scheme will lead to the collapse of all the institutions of the matrix, including the NATO, World Health Organization, UN, and the International Criminal Court. South African President Ramaphosa is joining many other countries in Africa, declaring his country will exit the ICC after the International Criminal Court, after they issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. The WHO is also headed for oblivion. Dr. Tess Lowry says the WHO wants to introduce 500 vaccinations by 2030. 500 different vaccinations. They got it all in production right now. If the WHO reaches its goal, each of us from birth to death will receive 500 vaccinations in our lifetime. We would have to call the WHO the World Health Vaccine Organization. He says that's what the WHO is, the World Vaccine Organization. This is one of the many reasons why Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and all the rest of the usual suspects, I'm not going to go through all the names, Klaus Schwab, the Rothschilds, and the Department of Defense are accused of war crimes involving the injection of biological weapons. The latest evidence of their crime comes from the Holy Warriors of Sudan. Oh, it's a mess in Sudan. They seized a biolab containing dangerous viruses, which was funded by Fauci, Bill Gates, the Department of Defense, and the CDC. As these, I've seen the documents, and these are bioweapons being financed by Hunter Biden's company, Metabotia, with 10% going to the big guy, which is Joe Biden, his father. That's why they're freaking out with all their dirty secrets, and they're getting right out in the open. And we also note the Holy Warriors of Sudan closed off the Rothschild-owned and controlled Central Bank of Sudan. They took it over, thus closing off the major human trafficking outlet there. They closed off the tunnels. They closed off the bank. They've just taken over. It's mutiny. the Rothschilds, and the Central Bank of Sudan are all kaput. Rothschilds are trying to get out of this by sucking up to China. This is why the Chinese leader, Xi Jinping, spoke to their agent, Volodymyr Zelensky, on this past Wednesday of last week. We discussed a full range of topical issues of bilateral relations. Particular attention was paid to the ways of possible cooperation to establish a just and sustainable peace for Ukraine. This is all rhetoric, since actions speak louder than words, when Putin on Tuesday evening, May 2nd, had another direct but failed attack on his life. They tried to take out Putin. Oh yeah, whole bunch of drones came down there. Even President Donald J. Trump this past Wednesday made a congratulatory call to Vladimir Putin, applauding his stoicism and staying tough and surviving yet another deep state assassination attempt. My Mar-a-Lago source revealed, who was privy to the conversation. Over that night, a drone storm descending on the Kremlin. I don't mean a dozen, I don't mean two dozen, but I'm talking about four or five dozen of these drones descended on the Kremlin, including Putin's private residence. But the Russian military and Putin's presidential protection force destroyed or disabled the drones in flight, preventing what could have been a mass casualty event. This happened on May 2nd. Remember on last week's show, I warned you that there may be a mass casualty event on May 2nd? Well, this is what it was. Just think, if they were successful in killing President Putin and destroying much of the Kremlin, they're all U.S. drones. Well, buddy, the Russian military wouldn't stand still. They would have attacked American assets quickly. Quickly. There would be no dispute. It would have been instant. That's where the whole drill for May 2nd came from. Because they were planning on taking out Putin on May 2nd and destroying half of the Kremlin. You know, that's like the White House, where he is, and Washington, D.C., in Russia, the Kremlin. Last night, the Kiev regime made an attempt to strike with unmanned aerial vehicles that are totally armed on the Kremlin residence of the president of the Russian Federation. A state-run TASS news agency quoted the Kremlin as saying in a statement, following the attack, Putin received a phone call from President Trump, who empathized with him, saying that he too had survived a huge number of deep state attempts to kill him. Putin reportedly told Trump he had endured countless Western-born assassination attempts as well since the beginning of his special military operation in Ukraine. They had a long talk, and he attacked Ukraine to rid the country of biolabs and free the children and arrest or destroy the pedophiles, and more recently, eliminate the COVID-19 vaccine warehouses. He revealed to Trump that his forces spoiled the last attempt on his life by shooting down and electrically jamming the drones with a, you know, GPS telemetry. Therefore, the drones couldn't operate under guidance, and a lot of them crashed before they got there. The debris fell harmlessly to the ground and caused no injuries. This was a terrorist attack, Putin said, adding that Lazinski must have had the criminal Biden regime's help to orchestrate this attack, because these were U.S. drones, he said. When Trump asked how the drones penetrated Russian airspace and reached the Kremlin without first getting shot down by Moscow's integrated air defense system, Putin speculated that foreign mercenaries had somehow snuck across the border near the Ukraine city of Orshaw and circumvented Russian security forces and border patrols and launched the drones close to Moscow. Munitions experts had examined the debris and determined the drones were American-made switchblade suicide drones, which is like a kamikaze, which can fit on a backpack and have a maximum range of about 25 miles. Putin said the pig Biden and the dog Luzinski did this to me, Putin said. He also said he had dispatched his Spetsnaz to find and execute the perpetrators. And Trump responded. Trump said, you know, there's never been anything like this happening until the deep state. They're terrible. All the money they've stolen and all the terrible planning they do, you know, they still can't kill us, you and me. They're horrible at everything. We're getting them, though, and in a very big way, Trump told Putin. The conversation, my source said, then segued into lighthearted laughter from both the leaders, who playfully argued about who had survived the most assassination attempts. Trump said he was aware that of 17 bungled attempts on his life, while Putin bragged that he had survived over 34. And you could hear the laughter from Putin. You could hear the laughter from Trump. The Ukrainian Ministry of Defense in Kiev has denied involvement. That may be why the Russian Wagner Group is getting its supplies cut off, as this news item hints. And I quote, when asked if perhaps the military didn't want to provide weapons to the Wagner out of fear that the mercenary group might storm the Kremlin and seize power, Wagner Group founder Jerzy Przinskin conceded that the idea is interesting, but said he wasn't focusing on staging a coup. Well, he didn't get that chance because the Wagner Group has been cut off from these weapons. If the Russians don't stage a coup, the Polish might, as the Polish intelligence agency explained. The Minister of Agriculture rewards large foreign companies with large income, but they buy from farmers below the production costs. The government is consciously trying to get city dwellers to quarrel with the countryside, they added. And the latest Polish joke is, you know, to the Polish people, they say that Poland's inflation is 17%, whereas the prices of food is 250% higher. In any case, all this is about to change because, as Russian Foreign Ministry Sergei Lavrov told the United Nations Security Council, no one has allowed the Western minority to speak for all of humanity. In a sign of what will be possible once this deep state minority is removed, scientists have figured out a way to increase human lifespan by 82%. Maybe we'll get some of that technology. Dr. Johnny's going to be the first to get it. I'm just here to tell you, the scientists behind this discovery say ethics is the main obstacle making this discovery available to the common person. So they're not going to work with Big Pharma. They're not going to work with the big medical. But you better believe, you know, the master survivor, Johnny, Dr. Johnny, they're going to work with him because they know I only help my patients. And that's all I do is help my patients. It's their survival and their well-being. It's the only important criteria in my whole therapy, in my whole program. Well, this guy was saying that ethics, he was referring to these unidentified deep state gatekeepers who have been suppressing all this technology and all this science that allows humans to genetically improve themselves. Instead, the powers that be are looking to eliminate 90% of the society, and anyone that is left, they want to genetically alter everybody. And if you had not had the vax and will not get the vax, you still might be genetically altered. If you get the vax, you absolutely will be genetically altered. And when we've got the break coming up, I'm going into big detail about this. I'll give you some more hints here. We all have heard the vaccination people, you know, the woke group are joining the Borg and moving to the 15-minute smart city, and they'll own nothing and be happy. Oh, yeah. These technocrat cities want to have total control over you. If that's not enough to ponder, then wonder about how this is. What if the Homo sapien and the Homo Borg Genesis have sex? What are the repercussions? Homo sapiens, that's people who never had the vax and don't have any of the genetic alteration in their body. They're regular, you know, human beings, Homo sapiens, but the Homo Borg Genesis, you know, is the ones that have had their genetics altered. So what if Homo sapien and Homo Borg Genesis have sex? Could there be a Borg baby? It has been proven upon investigation that the placenta and the umbilical cord of a pregnant Borg mother is full of blood clots and cysts. What we don't know is the outcome of the birth and health of a baby that survives. The mainstream media has been very hush-hush about some results. We do know that there have been many miscarriages with vaccinated people and the child was lost. Upon inspection, the midwife can look at the placenta and the umbilical cord and it's full of clots. It's very troubling. But rationally speaking, let's look at Earth from space and take the big view here. Let's look from the soul level, okay, folks? Let's just be above it all, above all the emotions. You and I, and we see it. You know, Homo sapien and Homo Borg Genesis are mating. Homo Borg sapien, for the most part, does not know of Homo Borg Genesis. Homo Borg Genesis, for the most part, thinks that it is still Homo sapien. Think of it this way. Human mating with a cyborg. Could a human become a cyborg from mating once or over a long period of time with a cyborg via the shedding? What would the offspring be like? Would it be human? Would it be a mixed human cyborg? An artificial life form? What would it be? Nobody knows. The question that has already been asked and remains is, what are the legal ramifications of a genetically altered human? Seriously. I'm talking legal terms here. You know, if you're in the court of law, it really isn't some cute little subject to devote to. I'm talking seriously here. This subject actually affects everybody. We could go as far as to say that vax people are oozing liquid computer parts, factually speaking. When Homo Borg Genesis mates, there may be computer parts in their secretions, and even when they are not mating, but simply engaged in social situations, they may shed. Just a reminder and a recap from past shows, Dr. Johnny told you that Homo Borg Genesis is a legal and biological classification for all those who've been receiving the vax with nanographene oxide microchips and activated when they, you know, get the electromagnetic radiation from a cell phone tower or a cell phone itself. When they are exposed to electromagnetic and microwave radiation like cell towers, once activated, these nanocomputer graphene oxide then transmit a signal. That signal relays a corresponding barcode. Oh, yeah, that's what the signal emits. Just like your smart meter emits a signal and, you know, the power company can pick up your use of voltage. Well, when these nanoparticles, graphene oxide, computers, you know, transmit a signal, that signal relays a corresponding barcode. As I said on past shows, every Homo Borg Genesis is the property of the corporation that produced that nano graphene oxide in the vaccines. I've seen the patents, so in a court of law, The homoborigenesis has no rights. They have no sexual classification because legally they are not people, they are property. Just like I told you in past shows, anyone that has gotten the vax and they will have a big life insurance policy, and when they die, the heirs of that policy won't get one dime. The insurance company will not pay anything. They consider it a suicide because the policyholder got an experimental bioweapon injection. All those premiums going in and nothing will be coming out. It's a beautiful, you know, business model. The insurance companies love it, and they are part of this pandemic scheme. The future world these elite technocrats are building from the ashes of our current civilization are to create communities suitable for homoborigenesis, not homo sapiens. Think smart 15-minute cities. They want to bring civilization down, which includes going to war with homo sapiens and eliminating them. It's a secret war. The elite cabal approve of anything that destroys humanity and disapprove of anything that frees humanity. Their new futuristic dream world community cities are for homoborigenesis to be hooked up to the 6G grid, and their 6G grid vision, they can monitor everything they're thinking, everything their heart's doing, everything their health, and if they're saying something they don't like, they can take their little mouse and click a little button, and boom! That homoborigenesis will have a heart attack and die, boom, right on the spot, because they don't need them anymore. Maybe they keep a few homo sapiens around for torture, blood, and organ, and adrenochrome harvest, fun and games, of course, and have their human farms for growing meat and harvesting hormones. In the year 2023, humanity has yet to consciously alter this timeline. And I'll bring you back more details as we return.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
There have been imaginative science fiction writers for generations.
Be invasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
Now, you know, I'm aware of some archaeologists that have uncovered large bones indicating giants in Virginia. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford. Join me every Thursday night in Studio A at 6 p.m. Eastern for Factor Theory Live. Find us on www.revolution.radio. Great guests and great stories.
What do you believe?
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hybrid thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. I've got a text from somebody saying, this is horrible, you know, you're scaring me. And I'm not trying to be a fearmonger. I can only report the facts, folks. I can't sugarcoat it. I can just tell you the facts. You know, if you don't want to be a Homo Borg Genesis, you want to get rid of the graphene oxide out of your body? Well, hey, send me a note. One of the first things I want you to do is a hair tissue mineral analysis so I can get the chemistry and give you a roadmap for recovery. I've helped so many of my patients get rid of that. You don't have to have that if you don't want it, and I can help you with that. That's what being a master survivor is all about. I want you to be a master survivor, and not have to worry about this satanic agenda that's going on right now. And, you know, unwittingly, a large amount of humanity and a massive percentage of Homo sapiens are turning into Homo Borg Genesis. That is the classification. There's a patent for the term Homo Borg Genesis. That's the first of the genetic altered humans that the big corporation have. They've got others coming when these new vaccines come out. To remain human in the year 2023 you're going to be in a growing majority. But if you become a master survivor, you will remain human as a Homo sapien. Yes, Homo sapiens, they're trying to make them as extinct. And when you look at how hard they're pushing the satanic agenda on those Homo sapiens, it's really time to become a master survivor to pull through. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program, and you'll see number one, HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. That's how we get started. That's when it all starts. And when we go over your report and talk about your blood, your body and blood and hormones and all your chemistry, I'm going to be talking about hormones more on this show, on this second hour. The next pandemic, will it happen or will it be the white hats that step in and save the day with military tribunals and executions of those who secretly plot against humanity to reduce our population 90 to 95% by the year 2030? That's their goal, to turn people into a permanent remote control cyborgs, the Borg. Think of the Stepford Wives, except hooked up to an invisible 6G internet. Homo Borgensis is born at least for a brief period. The towers transmit their instructions to Homo Borgensis, who is very happy to eat bugs, very happy to do everything, go to sleep when they tell you to, get up when they tell you to, do this when they tell you to, and it all comes in their own brain through the electronics of the airwaves in the air. For Homo Borgensis, original thoughts become a distant theory, no longer even a memory. And the invisible frequency being prison of which Homo Borgensis isn't even aware of shuts out all access to God. I kid you not, I can't make this stuff up. Homo Borgensis removes the gene that allows you to have greater awareness of your higher power, your heavenly father, whatever, however you see your higher power. In the last week's show, I described how the Russians discovered that a key ingredient in the vaccine canceled the God gene. Without the God gene, Homo Borgensis will not be able to pray or find any peace and bring the Holy Spirit into their heart. These are just some of the details of the final battle between light and dark, and the battle that involves clones, transvestites, hybrids, remote control humans, alien technology, and a species who, for the most part, is clueless as to what is going on outside the planetary fishbowl that we're all living in. Yes, humanity chose ignorance, distraction, and the devil's bedtime stories, and now there are computer components in their blood and nano wires slithering and fornicating through their brain tissue and alien structures of all sorts of things. Yes, actually things of which humanity has no real frame of reference is now in their brains and their blood and in their organs. Homo sapien is now slowly mutating into a part synthetic artificial life form that doesn't seem to care or show much concern. Empathy is out the door. So motherly love for a Homo Borgensis doesn't really exist like we know at our grandmother's when we had apple pie and turkey dinner. Homo sapien has, for the most part, given up. It only knows how to slowly die and go to an early grave. It never learns how to truly live. This generation may be the last Homo sapiens to walk the earth. The only ones that will be left as Homo sapiens will be the master survivors with Dr. Johnny. But life doesn't have to be a story like Fright Night or Jason with the hockey mask on TV and the movies. Because that's what they're trying to keep you in, is fear, so you'll just be compliant and do everything they say. Even if that's a certainly planned for the masses, deep state is losing the final battle between light and dark. A battle that involves clones, hybrids, and remote control humans, alien technology. They got it all, and they're pouring it all as fast as they can to conquer the human race and take out at least 90% of us. The master survivors eventually migrate towards truthful resolution, and the white hats are paving the way. The United States Marines on Friday, April 28th, arrested CDC Deputy Director Global Health, Dr. Howard Zucker, on charges of treason after the U.S. Army Cyber Command intercepted several Zoom calls on which he advocated for abolishing the Constitution and renewing lockdowns and mask mandates and bring out the new vaccines to combat this fictitious emergence strain of COVID-19 XBBB 1.16. Oh, I can't make this stuff up. This maniac in a suit and a tie is truly pushing for the world of homoborigenesis. Dr. Zucker graduated from McGill University and holds a doctorate of medical degree from George Washington University of Medicine, a Juris Doctor degree from Fordham University Law School, and a Master's of Law degree from Columbia Law School. He's no dummy, but buddy, is he a left-wing dark lunatic. From 2014 to 2021, he served as Commissioner of Health for New York State, and during the height of the pandemic, he encouraged the now deceased Andrew Cuomo to shut down New York and criminally charge business owners that issued indoor mask mandates. He had also recommended jail time for citizens that didn't abide by the social distancing guidelines, which he called laws. Dr. Zucker is truly promoting the homoborigenesis plan. In January 2023, he assumed the role of Deputy Director of Global Health, which gave him broad operating authority and responsibility for overall planning, direction, and management of global strategy and programs across CDC and the World Health Organization. And while Walensky, the head of CDC, heralded his arrival, saying Zucker is one of the few experts who really understand that the COVID remains a great and persistent threat to us all, who is willing to take the risk to ensure that there's no resurgence of COVID-19. What a line of malarkey. Undoubtedly, Zucker took risk, and on January 15, 2023, he risked telling his Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra that the government should spend $16 billion developing a smart bracelet to determine a person's if they're COVID vaccinated or not, showing different colors like a mood ring of the 70s, if they're vaccinated or not. If the bracelet glowed crimson, a person would be considered unvaccinated and the COVID positive, whereas, if he's green, a person was COVID negative and compliant with the boosters. The concept was so absurd that Becerra, among the deepest of deep staters, still running free, called it an impractical fantasy, though he praised Zucker's ingenuity. Becerra told him that the time of draconian COVID enforcement had ended, adding that the government would employ guile and subterfuge to keep COVID alive in the media and in the minds of frightened people. That's her quote. Becerra's words, however, didn't stop Zucker from taking matters into his own hands. On February 2023, the lunatic telephoned 2,000 New York City businesses, admonishing them for serving maskless and potentially unboosted customers. Astonishingly, some companies and restaurants and off-Broadway theaters said that they would immediately reimpose the mask mandates, with some apologizing for the lapse in judgment. So they masked up right away after he made the calls. Over a week, he unilaterally persuaded 150 businesses to implement mask mandates and check vaccine cards. The White Hat petitioned the U.S. military became interested in Zucker only after he would forsake the Constitution to protect the citizenry against the deadliest disease to ever endanger humanity. Frankly, we're at the point of not caring what happens in liberal New York City, my source said. If they want to wear a mask and get 100 boosters, more power to them. What we do care about is a public official saying the COVID-19 protocols supersede the Constitution of the United States. Simply put, that is treason. Deep State's pandemic has been exposed as fake, but some of these goons are so obsessed with it that they'll do anything and everything to still scare all the people. And that's what Zucker was doing, my source said at JAG. On April 12th, JAG's, you know, tapped his phone and got into his Zoom call, his CDC Zoom call, which Zucker pleaded with Bacarda and Walensky that other regime health officials acknowledged that what the WHO associates had told him, that the COVID-19 was coming back with a bang and was transmittable, that only freshly stay-at-home orders should be, put out that would prevent this killer virus from ravaging the world like a biblical plague, he said. The lunatic Zucker beseeched Walensky to demand that Biden calls for a new normal restrictions to safeguard the United States from further COVID calamities. Zucker said, the heck with the, I'm not going to tell you his exact words. He said, F the Constitution, F Donald Trump. We need lockdowns and we need them now. We need those vaccines. Then his following sentence spelled out his true impetus. How can we get people to do what we want if we can't control them, he said. His incendiary rhetoric was apparently too much for even the deep staters who had literally fled to the hills to avoid military arrest. Walensky and Barada terminated the call. But on Friday, April 30th, General Eric Smith sent U.S. Marine Corps reconnaissance platoon to arrest Zucker at his regal estate in a wealthy Buckhead suburb of Atlanta, Georgia. And at the time of his arrest, Zucker denied wrongdoing and said he had a right to call either Rochelle Walensky or Joseph Biden. Howard Zucker got bruised up a bit, but that's because he tried to resist. He got what he deserved, and he's going to answer to his crimes. He's part of a tribunal trial very soon. The numbers are thinning. As you know, we got Walensky as well. I'll bring you those details next week. Bacarda stepped back in the United States. We'll get him too. Have you noticed all the weather balloon activities in the last few months? Oh, yeah. This is no coincidence that the deep state wanted to cover up what's really going on. They want everyone to think there are only weather balloons out there, when in reality, people are also seeing many metallic orbs, and they're increasing being sighted all over the world. They've become a hot topic of mainstream media and interest and scientific speculation. Much of the coverage is a disinformation attempt to hide the truth. Actually, these small orbs are connected to ancient space arcs and extraterrestrial motherships, and the Galactic Federation are studying humanity and the planetary situation that's evolving right now. The orbs are also searching for space arc crews whose giant physical bodies remain in stasis chambers around the planet and hidden in arcs while their souls have incarnated amongst humanity. The deep state is terrified because these activities is superseding their fake alien invasion. Oh, boo. They're scrambling to adjust and usher in the Great Reset and their great alien, you know, fake invasion, which is to roll out, you know, and that's all being compromised and diminished by the emergence of these probing orbs buzzing around everywhere. The activating space arcs and the incoming motherships are all too visible from the public to see. The cabal is using its control mainstream media assets to sow the seeds of fear about orbs' presence and activity. They're trying to weave it into a fake alien invasion scenario and turn the public opinion into a worldwide fear of a crisis. You know what the deep state has always said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Master survivors will know what to do, and very soon everything will be crystal clear. Well, folks, the key to life is to have choices. As soon as you run out of choices, you lose hope and you start to die. Period. Remember what I told you about my Uber driver on many, many shows who broke one of his ribs just leaning over to unlock the passenger's door of his car, and when his side of his chest pressed against the brake handle in between his two ribs, his one rib just snapped. Pop! That was a few years back. If he did not have bone fragility, he would have never broken his rib. That would have never happened. It's so easy to prevent bone fragility by just following the food and supplement schedule of the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Just a few weeks later, he couldn't do anything. He couldn't do his Uber business. He couldn't do nothing. It is difficult with a broken rib to heal because when you turn the steering wheel, it hurt like heck, you know. And when your minerals stay unbalanced, you don't ever get that rib rebuilt, or at least not fast enough. Even in mainstream medicine, you keep your chest in a wrap, and over time it starts to mend. But if you have bone fragility, that won't happen quick. However, with him, he never did mend because of his bone fragility. He's still in a wrap. Then a few weeks later, he was not driving or doing anything because it hurts him just too darn much. It hurts him just to move. He's even scared to go outside because he says he might fall. He has no choices now, folks. The key to life is to have choices. As soon as you run out of choices, you lose hope and you die. Master survivors always have choices. With the Master Survivor Program, and specifically using the HTMA, you have better food choices and will create strong bones in your body. By following the diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA, you will never break your bones with normal everyday living, or get the flu or the COVID, because you have a strong immunity response. You keep your body and your mind strong because you're getting the truth on how to stay healthy. And if you have, you know, had the vax, then we can work together and get rid of all the graphene oxide in your body. And, you know, it just, the first step's that hair tissue mineral analysis, so I can see the chemistry. And then we'll know exactly what to do. And that's the truth of what to do, is what your chemistry is doing in your body. Then we go forward with the truth of how to help you heal faster than ever and get rid of the graphene oxide and heal any problems you have. So once you commit to the truth, divine providence comes in your favor. Divine providence comes on your side when you commit to the truth. With the Master Survivor Program, you learn to develop a results-based environment in your sphere of living. Reason and rational thought determines a prudent standard to live by. So be careful with what's happening now with the cancel culture. Don't let it creep into your psyche. They canceled your vote. They canceled your traditions. They canceled your ethics. They canceled your values. Don't let them cancel your ambition. Don't let them cancel your free will. Don't let them put fear in your lives. Doing the full Master Survivor Program is less than $600. And you will not have to worry about the COVID. You will not get sick if you follow the full Master Survivor Program. And to get started, you just go to themastersurvivor.com and click the Master Survivor Program. You scroll down and you click the Master Survivor Program, and you can order everything there with your credit card. And if you want to send me a personal check, that's fine too. And you will save a little money because it's $10 more if you use your credit card. That's just the truth. So $226 for the hair tissue mineral analysis if you send Dr. Johnny a check. Or you can pay with your credit card on the website for $236. That's just the way it is, because I got to pay that 7% for the credit card use. Why is the number one therapy everyone should do? Why is it? Why is the Master Survivor Program the number one therapy everybody should do? Because it will give you a roadmap to good health. because by doing the hair tissue mineral analysis and following the diet and supplement schedule, you balance all the minerals in your cells. This viable laboratory diagnostic provides a complete report of the activity of 37 minerals in your body, how the hormones are interacting, and which foods you need to get all that in balance and keep eating to get healthy, all based on your biochemistry. Every analysis is unique, but the bottom line is when you increase your diet with the right foods that improve your chemistry, we avoid foods that disrupt your chemistry and enhance our physiology. You know, the physiology of our bodies will get stronger every day, including our bones. I've been providing the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, for over 40 years and trained doctors to interpret the test. Many of my patients will get off their medications because the right diet and supplement schedule, you know, for their bodies will correct any maladies they have, like arthritis, bone fragility, diabetes, abnormal weight gain, and a wide range of other disorders. To get the HTMA, like I said, go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, click the Master Survivor program, and scroll down. You'll see number one, the HTMA. All the instructions are right there of how to order. I'm working with 5 world-class laboratories, including the one in North Dallas that does the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis Trace Elements Laboratory. Many of my listeners have written me and wanted me to explain why, you know, and how the hormone status in the body, how that all works, and exactly, you know, the main points of how the HTMA point out how the hormones, you know, work with the minerals, and how the hormone activity affects mineral levels, and how mineral levels affects the hormone activity. And over the years, I have come across some startling trends and spectacular results when I've applied those trends to my patients. And some of those trends have been very revealing. In the past 5 years, I've seen 8 out of 10 people have calcium dominance or hypercalciemia in their body, and we tell how this affects their hormones. The role calcium plays is found in every cell throughout the body. However, over 90% of calcium should be stored in the bones and the teeth. The osseous tissues of the body serve not only as a structural support, but also as a reserve for calcium and other minerals. These minerals can be drawn upon by the body when the need arises. Some of the calcium main functions are conjunction with other elements, but it's common knowledge that calcium is a major constituent of skeletal structures and teeth. These osseous tissues provide a reservoir of calcium, which, like I said, can be drawn on any time to keep the calcium in the right balance. It's important to get enough copper. Ask Dr. Johnny through my website consultation tab. It's easy and cheap to accomplish how to get enough copper. It's real easy, and it's very cheap. And, you know, you just click on that, you know, book a consultation tab, that little blue tab, send me a note, and I'll send you information about how to use the copper. The importance of calcium as a potential biological messenger was first observed by Ringer in 1883. Shortly afterwards, it was determined that calcium is essential for cardiac muscular contractibility. It is now known that calcium is involved as a messenger carrying signals to target activities within the cells through specific calcium channels. Calcium ions are essential for activation of enzymes required for normal blood clotting, glycolytic enzyme activity and stability, and influencing cell division and differentiation. Calcium is also involved in the secretory process. Insulin relapse, for example, and release is dependent upon adequate calcium supply. So calcium can stimulate insulin release as well. Calcium is regulated in the tissues and serum in the blood at the expense of skeletal structures. So parathyroid hormone, calcitonin, and vitamin D are the major hormones involved. Yes, vitamin D is a hormone, okay? Major hormones involved in calcium homeostasis. Their influence on calcium regulation through their effects upon the kidneys, bone resorption, and intestinal absorption. Hyperparathyroidism can contribute to a number of symptoms associated with the gastrointestinal and urinary tracts. A classical and appropriate history of hyperparathyroidism has been described as a consisting of moans, bones, groans, and stones, like kidney stones. Some investigators have indicated that specific muscle groups are found weak in patients with primary hyperparathyroidism. These include the postus, the gluteus, the medius, the hamstrings, the deltoids, the biceps. These are many factors contributing to calcium deficiency and adversely affect calcium status and can lead to a negative calcium balance without associated abnormalities in serum calcium. So you won't see it in the blood, but you can see it in the hair analysis. On the hair tissue mineral analysis, HCMA, we show the minerals that are antagonistic to calcium. Excessive intake of one or more or combination of these minerals can contribute to poor calcium status. Conversely, calcium is also considered antagonistic to all these elements, the phosphorus, the potassium, the sodium. You know, calcium can push those out as well. Calcium can be helpful in reducing the absorption and adverse effects of heavy metals such as lead and cadmium and of excess tissue iron absorption and storage. Sodium has long been associated as a contributing to hypertension. Some societies, however, consume large amounts of sodium and yet have a low incidence of hypertension, while others consume little dietary sodium and suffer from hypertension. However, in the U.S., studies have shown a distinguishing difference in the consumption of calcium among hypertensive and non-obtensive individuals. Hypertensive individuals found to consume 80% less calcium than the normotensive individuals. Of nutrients analyzed, reduced calcium may consistently distinguish the hypertensive form and the non-otensive group. Calcium supplementation, when needed, has been shown to lower blood pressure in individuals suffering from essential hypertension. The effect is attributed to neurotensin effects of calcium. Of course, many of the nutritional minerals show in the HCMA are synergistic to calcium's metabolism or structural functions. The mineral copper is also synergistic to calcium due to its involvement in collagen production and protein cross-linking. The HCMA is a valuable laboratory report, and it also indicates the foods and minerals and vitamins that are considered antagonistic to calcium and other minerals. Their antagonistic effects may be direct or indirect. As an example, vitamin A antagonizes vitamin D, and therefore can indirectly affect calcium. Vitamin A also has a stimulating effect upon the thyroid, which will affect calcium status as well. Some vitamins have a stimulatory effect upon the metabolic rate, and increased sympathetic neuroendocrine activity can contribute to calcium losses. Many of these vitamins have a synergistic relationship to calcium, including vitamin D. I bring all this up because osteoporosis is on the rise, and that's where the bone fragility it comes from, and it affects over 6 million people in the U.S., like my Uber driver, and has probably become the most widely recognized condition associated with calcium deficiency. Calcium supplementation is generally accepted as a course of therapy for this condition. However, studies have shown that calcium supplementation alone over an extended period of time has resulted in decreased calcium retention or has only minor beneficial effects. I don't recognize people, I don't recommend for people to take calcium supplements. causes of osteoporosis are so numerous. As I've shown in the HCMA reports, a multiplicity of nutritional factors can contribute to the osteoporotic process other than calcium deficiency. Calcium supplementation can even have a potential in contributing to osteoporosis in the presence of other mineral deficiencies, because when you raise that calcium status in your body, these other minerals are taken out of the bones as well, such as magnesium, phosphorus, and copper, you know, and that's going to make the bones weak all of itself. As an example, magnesium is deposited on the surface of the bone, and if a person's magnesium status is marginal, then calcium supplementation can further contribute to a magnesium deficiency. And magnesium deficiency will produce a cortical thinning of the bone with resulting fragility. With the neuroendocrine factors that are included, we find that over 30 different mechanisms can be involved in contributing to the osteoporosis. This may explain why the etiology of osteoporosis is so controversial. There are also numerous factors that contribute to hypercalciuria. Since the majority of osteoporotic patients do not manifest hypercalciuria, urinary calcium excretion alone may not be a reliable indicator of osteoporosis. Neither is from the blood. If increased urinary calcium excretion exists, it should be distinguished from absorptive or resorptive hypercalciuria. The urinary hyperpro line to creatine ratio, the calcium to creatine ratio and serum hyperproline to creatine ratios can be good indicators of bone reabsorption. As stated previously, osteoporosis usually has multiple origins. However, in some cases, the resulting bone loss of calcium may be nonspecific and secondary response to a specific underlying metabolic problem. So, sometimes people taking too much creatine can cause bone fragility and osteoporosis. Parathyroid hormone aids in the physiological response of other hormones dependent upon calcium for their activity. Calcium affects a number of enzymes and mediates the action and release of several hormones. As an example, if an increased amount of insulin is required by the body, the parathyroid activity will increase, resulting in calcium reabsorption. This, in turn, will supply extra calcium for the release of insulin, as well as other hormones, demonstrating the need for treating a patient instead of the symptom. If the patient is developing adult-onset diabetes, then the treatment of his or her osteoporotic condition will not meet with much success until the diabetic condition is addressed. With vitamins and minerals, rarely does a single nutrient deficiency develop alone. Usually, other deficiencies coexist. The same is true of endocrine disturbances. Overactivity or underactivity of a single endocrine gland rarely occurs. As an example, when overactivity of a parathyroid gland develops, a concomitant low thyroid is usually found. Patients with hyperthyroidism frequently have elevated parathyroid hormones. Increased thyroid activity apparently decreases parathyroid activity, therefore support of the thyroid gland is warranted in patients who develop osteoporosis with a parathyroid and hyperparathyroid environment. On the other hand, osteoporosis caused by hyperthyroidism, which is usually accompanies increased adrenal activity, may improve the parathyroid support. The hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, is the best screening tool for calcium status. Studies have shown that osteoporosis found in patients with elevated as well as decreased levels of calcium. This has led to the typing of osteoporotic conditions type 1 and type 2. The value of the HCMA is not to establish a diagnosis of absolute deficiencies, but to evaluate relative deficiencies and imbalances. Since minerals are both synergistic and antagonistic, relative status and excesses and deficiencies can readily be determined by the HCMA studies in conjunction with a patient's history and other clinical data. Because the endocrine glands govern trace element metabolism and trace elements affect endocrine function, trace mineral patterns found in the hair tissue mineral analysis can serve as an acceptable screening tool for developing body mineral ratio stores and endocrine status. These trends are all explained in detail with the hair tissue mineral analysis report. As an example of ratio status, we see elevated tissue sodium and potassium relative to low calcium and magnesium suggests an increased cellular retention of sodium and potassium as a result of increased adrenal function. Increased epipurine levels will produce cellular potassium retention, which is mediated by the sodium-potassium ATP sodium retention also occurs as a result of increased adrenal cortical production of aldosterone due to increased potassium retention. Elevated glycocorticoids and aldosterone both increase calcium and magnesium excretion. Excessive aldosterone secretion is known to reduce magnesium loss, but it is possible that magnesium deficiency will promote aldosterone production. This is due to the hyperplasia that develops in the zona glomerulosa in the presence of magnesium deficiency. Increased thyroid activity also promotes magnesium and calcium loss due to the synergistic reciprocal relationship between the thyroid and adrenal glands. The adrenal steroids, particularly the glucocorticoids, antagonize the effects of parathyroid hormone. Some researchers feel that the HCMA sodium and potassium studies are not clinically significant and they do not reflect adrenal function. However, this is probably due to the laboratory preparation of the testing techniques and not because of the levels of the sodium and potassium results, but the lack of interpretation of the sodium and potassium data in relationship to other elements. You need Dr. Johnny, folks, to analyze this analysis, you know, to show what this HCMA means, because most doctors and most naturopaths that use the HCMA, the hair tissue mineral, they don't know. I've been doing this over 40 years, folks, and I've trained medical doctors how to read it. I'm one of the few people that really know how to evaluate the HCMA. So the evaluation of mineral levels alone is not as significant as the determination of their inner relationship. My consultation with you is worth every bit of that $226. I need the money to pay the lab for sure, but most of the value of your test comes from my interpretation and that roadmap that I give you. The adrenals have more significant regulatory effects on sodium and potassium than any other gland. An elevated tissue calcium and magnesium line to creatine ratio, calcium to creatine ratio, and serum hypercholine to creatine ratios can be good indicators of bone reabsorption. As stated previously, osteoporosis usually has multiple origins. However, in some cases, the resulting bone loss of calcium may be nonspecific, secondary response to a specific underlying metabolic problem. The parathyroid hormone aids in the physiological response of other hormones dependent upon calcium for their activity. Calcium affects a number of enzymes and mediates the action and release of several hormones. As an example of an increased amount of insulin is required by the body, parathyroid activity will increase, resulting in calcium reabsorption. This in turn will supply extra calcium for the release of insulin as well as other hormones, demonstrating the need for treating the patient instead of the symptom. With the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, Dr. Johnny, and the Master Survivor Program, we treat the cause, not the symptom. We get rid of the cause of all your problems, not just putting a Band-Aid on and expecting you to get well. No, you get well and stay well. If the patient's developing adult onset diabetes, then the treatment of his or her osteoporotic condition will not meet with much success until the diabetic condition is addressed with minerals and vitamins. Rarely does a single nutrient deficiency develop alone. Usually, like I said, other deficiencies result. As previously stated, the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, the HTMA, without question, is the best screening tool for your calcium status. HTMA have shown that the osteoporosis found in patients with elevated as well as decreased levels of calcium. Like I said, this could be type 1 or type 2 conditions, and the value of HTMA is not to establish a diagnostic or diagnosis of absolute deficiencies, but evaluate relative deficiencies and imbalance. Since all minerals are both synergistic and antagonistic, relative excesses and deficiencies can readily be determined from the HTMA studies in conjunction with the patient's history and other clinical data. In conclusion, with all the other minerals in mind, calcium is best evaluated in relationship of other cofactors, other hormones, and other trace minerals, whether it's tested through urinary excretionary studies, blood, or tissues, with the synergistic and antagonistic nutrients relative to the calcium taken into consideration. Fewer conflicting and more fruitful results may be forthcoming with a nutritional treatment of calcium disorders, particularly with the patients without osteoporosis. Treating the whole person rather than treating disease or a single nutrient imbalance may also prove more rewarding and beneficial to many of those afflicted with osteoporosis. The Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis is the key. As stated by Albright, one of my heroes in the early days when I studied about biochemistry and cellular chemistry, he said osteoporosis is a decreased production of osteoid by the osteoblast and is a defect in tissue metabolism. Since the HTMA is so economical and feasible and it shows so many nutrient interrelationships, it can be used as a test of choice for screening status. Due to the many factors that contribute to osteoporosis, the HTMA can aid in developing an eclectic, holistic approach to this treatment. You remember on previous shows, I was telling you about the Uber driver. I was telling you earlier on the show when he leaned over and, you know, broke his rib from leaning on that brake handle. Well, this is caused by a calcium dominance condition. Unfortunately, 8 out of 10 people have high levels of trace elements of barium, strontium, platinum, and aluminum. This is the chemtrail signature. That's what's in the chemtrails, barium, strontium, platinum, and aluminum. And when that starts getting in your body, and that's compounded with increased calcium retention with high levels of strontium present, the calcium will never get used properly in the body, and the excess calcium is just flowing around and around in the bloodstream, and it eventually settles in the arteries and in the tissues, and you have arteriosclerosis, or it builds up in the kidneys as kidney stones as they keep growing, and it will also settle in the skin and cause wrinkled, rough, gray skin. These are just some of the problems with calcium dominance, but probably the most imminent dilemma is these high levels of calcium in the body causes our system to use up more sodium, potassium, and phosphorus because it's trying to compensate for that excess calcium. So it takes sodium, potassium, and phosphorus out of your bones and your joints, and that causes, you know, your joints to hurt and your bones to be fragile, and, you know, your cartilage is wearing out in your joints. The result is bodies constantly taking more potassium, sodium, and phosphorus out of the blood, and because the liver has to maintain that proper mineral balance, it takes those minerals from your bones and your other tissues, like your cartilage. The cartilage is the softest, so it goes out of there fastest. So to balance that blood chemistry, the liver will get more sodium, potassium, and phosphorus, and those minerals come from your bones and your cartilage, where the most of our minerals are stored. Over the years and the decades of the standard American diet, we become calcium dominant. And this process robs our bones of sodium, potassium, and phosphorus, among other minerals, and soon our bones become brittle and our cartilage disappears, and it just hurts to move our bones and move our fingers, move our joints. Our hips start aching, our knees start aching, our shoulders start aching, and then they want to do a knee replacement and that's just insane. Our bones get brittle, so when you get bone density tests, it will show your bones are fragile, and unfortunately, the mainstream doctors will tell you to get more calcium, so you'll get strong bones. And in most cases, that's horribly wrong. Calcium is the last thing you need because you already have too much calcium. Over the 40 years of me doing the hair tissue mineral analysis and running the lab and seeing all the lab tests I've done, 8 out of 10 people will show calcium dominant levels and always have a bone fragility report. And the last thing they need is more calcium. This is why the Uber driver broke his rib. He is calcium dominant. When these people fail, they easily, you know, when they fall, you know, they easily break their hip because their bones are so fragile. Not just the bones get fragile and brittle, but so does their skin. That's why your skin gets all wrinkly. It's all that calcium settling in your skin. Your body's trying to get rid of that calcium. And meanwhile, your body keeps stealing it from your bones and your cartilage. You often see the aging beauty queen spending loads of money on makeup, trying to address skin conditions that only, you know, on the surface is improved. You know, she's covering up all the things that are going on inside of her body. They're going from one moisturizer to another and to makeup, you know, one makeup product to another, and 8 out of 10 of them end up covering their skin so much it's more difficult to see the muddy color and rough texture, which is all caused by calcium dominance. They end up looking like a wedding cake. I can't sugarcoat this anymore, folks. I have to tell it like it is. Have you ever heard a woman say, "Don't come over right now. I don't have my face on." Boy, I have, and there's such an easy solution. All they need is that hair tissue mineral analysis. They just need to get that chemistry balanced, and they won't have to worry about people coming over or not, if they got their face on or not. I know some that just won't go over there out of the house, so they spend about half hour in their makeup table. But you know, they can end that real simply, just $226, and get that hair tissue mineral analysis, get their minerals back in balance by eating the right foods to keep the mineral levels balanced, following the HCMA diet and supplement schedule, to get their physical and cognitive abilities and to be improved and optimized and maximized. Essential mineral levels and the comparative relationship, those ratios, determine how your cells function. And self-function impacts physical and cognitive performance. With the HCMA, it's possible to enhance performance intelligently without the negative health consequences of common performance-enhancing drugs. Pain and, you know, is very simple. You know, from the data of the HCMA, we know that the right foods that you eat with a few supplements from the lab together can balance those minerals in all the cells, and you can get rid of a lot of that pain. The final step in the Master Survivor Program is to balance the digestive tract, the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. Get that digestive right so we can digest the food we have and dump the toxins that we're trying to get rid of. We don't want to recirculate those toxins. So doing the 3 hours total gut restoration kit, number two, under the Master Survivor Program, number one is the HCMA. Number two is the Total Gut Restoration Kit. It's an important part of the Master Survivor program, showing how to making the genetics really work for you. It's easier than you think getting your microbiome balanced through the 3 hours total gut restoration program, the kit, from the other lab I'm working with. Then your messenger RNA goes into full repair and restore mode. This is the way to get your full genetic expression and get it working and keeping you healthy. Why not get your cells and your microbiome balanced first? Raise your rate of repair higher than your rate of aging or injury. Why not get the right signals from your microRNA? Why not work with Dr. Johnny to get rid of your graphene oxide if you've had the jab? This will benefit everyone just doing the Master Survivor program. The full program is less than $600. For those who want a lucrative new career and get on the top of excellence, they can start as an apprentice in the Master Survivor University. Then they can work directly with me to get healthy and reprogram your messenger RNA that will improve your genetic expression. And then you can go on and become a Master Survivor doctor. And like I said, your patients will excel and get the right signals from their messenger RNA, and they can stay healthy and stay in a restorative mood. I'm telling you, folks, right now the world and America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever, because I can help you get rid of that graphene oxide. I can help you get back your minerals balance. I can help you get rid of the bone fragility and the joints that, you know, where you've eaten up all your cartilage because you're calcium dominant, but you don't know that until you get the hair tissue mineral analysis. Once you get that hair tissue mineral analysis, then I can start you on the right diet. And this will get your body and your mind back under your control. If that is what you want and you like what I say on each show, and I want my patients to have their lives under their control, what I'm hoping you'll do is create the right microenvironment to bring resilience back in your life. With an improved RNA sequencing, you and your patient and your loved ones that are doing the Master Survivor Program will promote a sustained resistance and protection against any disease. At the same time, you're learning the fast track to the Master Survivor Program. So become a Master Survivor today, folks, and go to themastersurvivor.com. This is Dr. Johnny, over and out. Have a good week.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crick Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.